Nationwide, more than 100 people have contracted measles. Most of the cases stem from the outbreak connected to Disneyland. Four people in Washington state are sick. Public health experts blame unvaccinated kids for the outbreak. Dr. Douglas Dikema is an expert on why parents don't vaccinate their kids. He's a professor of pediatrics at the University of Washington. He's also an emergency room physician at Seattle Children's Hospital. He told Ross Reynolds the anti-vaccination movement goes back a very long ways.
Well, believe it or not, the anti-vaccine movement has been with us since the smallpox vaccine was created 200 years ago. You know, even with something as awful as smallpox, which at some points killed half the people that got it, there were people who were strongly opposed to vaccines for many of the same reasons we see today.
So why are opt-out rates, parents deciding not to get their kids vaccinated, why are those rates on the rise?
Well, I think there's probably three main reasons for that. The first is that our collective memory of these diseases, some of which are awful, goes away. Vaccines have been successful at eradicating or at least greatly limiting the exposure we have to diseases like measles and polio. And so parents have forgotten how awful those diseases are and what they can do to children. And that allows them to really not appreciate what vaccines do. Related to that is the fact that when you get about 90% of the population vaccinated, it makes it easier for some parents to opt out because their kids are protected by everybody else who's made the decision to vaccinate. So they can get away with it. And then finally, I think the other thing that's really changed in the last, 15 years or so is the rise of the internet. When I started my practice in pediatrics, if you wanted information on a medical condition, you needed to either talk to your doctor or go to the library. Nowadays, you just get on the internet. Now, the upside of that is it's easy to get information. The downside is that there's no filter on that information.
It's easy to get bad information.
Anybody can write anything, and it can be really difficult for a parent to know what's reliable and what's not.
Now, I understand as a general rule, wealthier people are more likely to not vaccinate their children. Is that true?
That appears to be the case.
Why is that the case? Do we know?
My suspicion is that they have more time and more access to the internet, which allows them to do their own research. The problem, obviously, is that that research includes sources that aren't necessarily reliable.
I think I heard quotes around research when you said it.
You did hear quotes around research.
And then conversely, here in Washington State, Yakima County in central Washington has the best vaccination rates in the state, and that's relatively low income part of the state.
That's correct. And it has a fair number of families who have immigrated to the United States. And one thing that I've certainly observed in my practice is that it's not difficult to have immigrant families vaccinate their children. And I suspect it's because they come from countries where the diseases that vaccines are designed to prevent are still scourges and kill children on a regular basis. And these families are delighted to get vaccinated.
I mean, we have a very politically polarized country, but interestingly enough, the anti-vaccination movement doesn't appear to be partisan in that way.
No, it doesn't.
Why?
Some of the more politically conservative families, they may be more sort of anti-government, keep your hands off me and my child, and that may be what's driving some of their decisions not to vaccinate their child. On the other hand, you've got liberal families who may have suspicions about organized medicine or the pharmaceutical companies. They've seen a documentary here. They've listened to Oprah over there, and they have just decided that the safest thing is not to vaccinate their child.
Dr. Douglas Dikema is my guest. He's a professor of pediatrics at the University of Washington, a practicing physician at Seattle Children's Hospital, and he's done a lot of work on vaccinations and how doctors work with parents about getting vaccinations. So we're talking about why is it that Washington State has some of the lowest vaccination rates in the country. Now, we've spoken on this show about a proposed bill in the Washington State Legislature. There are three different reasons you can get your child exempted from vaccinations, and one of them is just something called personal reasons. This bill would take out that exemption. It would leave in religious beliefs or medical reasons for not getting a vaccination. What do you think about that?
It's an interesting strategy. It's not clear to me that it works very well. When we look at other states that have done that, what we've seen is that initially there is an increase in the percentage of children who get vaccinated, but over time that tends to go away. And I think the problem all states that have only a religious belief exemption along with their medical exemption. I think the problem all of those states face is what constitutes a religious belief. And so families who feel strongly about this for non-religious reasons will in many cases turn around and make the claim that their belief is now religious. And states really aren't in a position to make that kind of a judgment.
Has it happened that you as a practicing pediatrician have been across the table from parents who've said, Dr. Dikema, I don't want to get my kid to get any vaccinations because I've heard this or I've heard that?
All the time. And if you talk to pediatricians, perhaps the most important thing we do for children is immunize them against diseases that are horrible. And, you know, I've been in this business long enough. I've been practicing pediatrics now for almost 30 years. And I've been in this business long enough that I have seen children devastated, children who have died because of vaccine-preventable diseases. And it kills me to know that we can do something about that and that it wasn't done. And now I've got this really bad situation that we all have to face because of that.
Have you ever had a parent come back to you and say, I'm sorry I didn't take your advice on this because there was a bad outcome?
Yes. We have certainly had parents whose children have had a bad outcome from a vaccine-preventable disease say, well, you know, had I known this, I would have vaccinated my child. But, you know, I think one of the things we're up against here is that we're, to a great extent, victims of our own success. These vaccines work. And because of that, parents today don't know what measles can do. They don't know that it can cause brain damage, that it still kills 150,000 kids a year in the world, and it used to kill 50,000 kids a year in the United States, that every year in this country we see babies die of whooping cough. A couple of years ago there were two children who died of Haemophilus influenza, which I got to tell you is one of the worst infectious diseases I've had to manage in my career. And one of the things I am most grateful for is that we now have a vaccine that prevents that. I used to dread kids coming in with that disease because they were deathly ill and they rarely had a good outcome. And I haven't seen a case for over 10 years, and I'm delighted about that.
Dr. Douglas Dikema is a professor of pediatrics at the University of Washington. He's also an emergency room doc at Seattle Children's Hospital. Dr. Dikema spoke with Ross Reynolds.